It's official. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling a special election in November to redraw California's congressional maps in response to the Texas redistricting plan. He announced his plan at a news conference in Los Angeles.
Today is Liberation Day in the state of California, and as Senator Schiff said,
Newsom says California is committed to independent redistricting, but given current events, he wants new congressional maps for the upcoming elections until after the 2030 census, when redistricting normally happens. But Newsom says Trump's call for Texas to redraw its maps made a temporary change necessary.
But we cannot unilaterally disarm. We can't stand back and watch this democracy disappear. We can't stand back and watch this democracy disappear district by district all across this country, not just in Texas, but in Missouri, where J.D. Vance went just a week ago, in Indiana, in places like Ohio, in places like Florida. We need to stand up, not just California. Other blue states need to stand up.
Some good government groups oppose changing California's redistricting process, which took the power from the state legislature and created an independent redistricting commission in 2008. But the group Common Cause has taken a more nuanced position. It says it still opposes partisan gerrymandering, but it also says a blanket condemnation in this moment would amount to a call for unilateral political disarmament in the face of authoritarian efforts. Sarah Sadwani is a member of California's Independent Redistricting Commission, and she too supports Newsom's move.
But I do so with the expectation that this is a one-time occurrence, that this does not subvert the will of the people of California. And I call upon these many leaders who have joined here today to be bold, to fight for American democracy, to not just pass maps for 2026, but to fight for independent redistricting in all 50 states so that we can level the playing field of a representative democracy.
Newsom's news conference also featured California's two senators, other elected officials, leaders from unions, and Planned Parenthood. Outside the Los Angeles event, immigration agents showed up, making at least one arrest. State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco issued a statement saying Trump's Border Patrol thugs showed up with ski masks. This situation, California leaders rallying for democracy, and Trump's secret police showing up to intimidate people, encapsulates exactly where our country is right now. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says the immigration action was no coincidence.
Widely publicized that the governor and many of our other elected officials were having a press conference here to talk about redistricting, and they decided they were going to come and thumb their nose in front of the governor's face. Why would you do that? That is unbelievably disrespectful. It's a provocative act. They're talking about disorder in Los Angeles, and they are the source of the disorder in Los Angeles right now.
Newsom's plan is for state lawmakers to act sometime in the next week to declare a special election in November. But Newsom may have some work ahead. A recent poll shows broad support for California's Independent Redistricting Commission, but Newsom says a temporary change for the 2026, 2028, and 2030 elections is needed to meet the times.
On November 4th in California, you have the power to stand up to Trump. You have the power to declare that you support a system that is not rigged. You have the power on November 4th to stand up for people that are being bullied. You have the power to stand up for people that are being intimidated. You have the power to stand up to the rule of law. We're giving the people of this state the power to save democracy, not just in California, but all across the United States of America. I hope we are waking up to this reality.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.